They don't. Joe Legersky's on the hot seat. Well, Jeremiah said that. That's a good reckless speculation.
Yeah.
It's not going to happen. We know that. We're just teasing, of course.
No, of course you are.
Yeah. But the Cowgirls should win fairly easily tonight, I would think.
Well, I would think so.
Yeah, you know, it'd be a little tougher on Friday night.
Yeah, that'll be a challenge and a half. I think they're generally pretty good.
Yeah, St. Mary's is. What's going on, Kevin?
Just kind of licking wounds.
Ugh.
And getting ready to head to Oregon.
Oh, yay. That'll be exciting.
That'll be
exciting. Yeah.
I'm disappointed I won't be with you.
I know you are.
I'm going to recklessly speculate that Kevin McKinney is going to enjoy his trip to Oregon.
You know, actually, looking at the weather, it's supposed to be sunny, which is...
Highly unusual.
Corvallis. I've never been to Corvallis. I've been to Oregon. You know, I've been down to Medford. It's a nice area.
Yeah. But pretty gloomy.
Yeah. When I was in Medford, it was about 105 degrees. It was in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. No, it will not be that in Corvallis.
Are they still playing in that dumpy old gym, or they got a new one?
No, they're still in Gill Coliseum.
That's a dump.
But they did some nice remodel, put in chair seats and whatnot.
I think they like to think of it as quirky and that it has a personality.
That's true.
Isn't that the place where we had to do the game we broadcast from the corner of the court on top of the concession stand one year?
Which was perfect for you.
Did he just have a rope and a bucket to get the food up to him?
A dumbwaiter.
Yeah, a dumbwaiter. There you go.
I don't want to give out details, but he was happy.
I actually had to call a game on top of the concession stand in a corner once, but that was Kimball, Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. No, some of those high school venues are challenging.
Well, Oregon State's about as bad as a high school.
It's pretty tough, but you know, a kind of a storied place, and they've tried to maintain some of that, but they had to update some of it. The locker rooms were bad news, so I think they did some remodeling there too.
The worst one maybe ever though was over at Oregon. That whole thing was made out of wood and it would move. Remember that?
Yeah.
That one has since been that one's nice now.
Yeah. They have a new one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice. Yeah. All right, Kevin, this is my synopsis of Cowboy basketball from last night. I'll see
Can
if you...
Can we talk about the venues still?
I'll see if you agree. Okay.
All right.
Way too many threes and probably not the right guys shooting them. I like Jake Hendricks a lot. I think he can play. He's got a little bit of swag and maybe a little bit of attitude with him. I like that. A.J. Banks needs more than 6 minutes. Hunter Thompson is legit, and it's unfortunate, obviously, that he got hurt last night. Agree or disagree with any of that?
I totally agree.
Yeah. 100%
agree. I really like AJ, and even after the game, Allen said, you know, he thought he should have played more. He's going to be, I think, a more of a dynamic player than maybe even anticipated, but he's got quite an upside. I like Jake. I think Jake's going to be one of those guys. You know, I was thinking of Sobey. Do you remember Nate Sobey?
I do.
I think he reminds me a little bit of Nate. I think he's a hard-nosed guy. He does a lot of good things, not flashy. But, you know, he had a couple steals anticipating the passing lanes. He'll knock down some shots, and I watched him in practice. He can shoot. I think he was a little starstruck last night, but I think he'll be a good, solid player.
I mean, I agree with you, and I just like his shot. I have no problem with him shooting threes, but there are a few that it just, I get that the 3-point shot's part of the game, but man, in that exhibition game in the second half, they didn't rely on it as much, but they just went back to the well way too many times with some guys that, you know, and I'm not throwing Justin JJ under the bus at all because he had a double-double and he's really, really good, but man, his game is getting to the basket. I think, you know, they just relied on the three too much last night.
I guarantee you they all realized that, even after the game, talking to them, you know, they settled for shots that they just... can't do that. Nobody's going to win shooting 5 for 29, but you shouldn't be shooting that many anyway. So I think hopefully that'll change. Uh-huh. I wanted to see more of the new guys in the game at some point, some of the bigger guys, but, you know, that'll come, I hope.
So Thompson, Hunter is in the concussion protocol. What exactly do they have to see before he can get back into the lineup? I mean, What are the tests? Do you know what exactly they test for?
I don't know all of them. Certainly the headaches have to go away, and he still has a little double vision. And they have a number of those tests. I don't know what they all are, but there's some things that have to go away before you can get back. So, you know, I talked to him today, and he said he doesn't remember anything from the play until he was in the training room. He says, I don't even remember people helping me up the ramp, which he needed big time
help.
Yeah,
he did.
He looked like he'd been hit by Iron Mike, you know. But he said he felt a little bit better today. His headaches weren't too bad, and he couldn't open his mouth this morning early, but it got going, and fortunately it wasn't fractured. That's a huge thing, because he'd have been out for a while.
Right, and it was interesting watching the replays of it, Kevin. I know the initial thought was, you know, him getting that bloody nose, but I could tell right away, I mean, when they slowed it down, he took a shot right to that chin, jaw area right there, right, and you could just see he was out on his feet. I mean,
he was out on his feet. That's exactly the word for it. He was out on his feet.
And it's unfortunate because, you know, we had the luxury of being able to see Hunter play a little more than maybe some people, being so close to Pine.
Yeah.
But, man, he's good. His footwork and his touch around the basket, and even shoot, he might be their best three-point shooter, too.
Well, I believe
he's good.
He's going to be a huge impact on the positive side for them as he goes along here. He's a talented guy. There's no doubt about it. And he knows what he's doing. You know, he'll learn some things on this level, but I really like his future, really.
Definitely. So, Kevin McKinney joining us here on the program. Switching over to football a little bit, Kevin, as the Cowboys are on their bye week, just your impressions after now seeing, you know, 2.5 games of Shawn Chambers. I mean, it was evident they weren't going to throw the ball last Saturday, and I agreed with that. You know, the play calling gets hammered enough, but that there was no need to pass it more than they did in that weather on Saturday. But man, Sean and Nico are becoming quite the dynamic duo, aren't they?
Well, they are. There's no doubt. It's you know, and for these last two games, there's going to be a great shift of the defenses on those two. But as we go along here, Sean isn't going to be able to run 20 times a game. He just can't do that. And he was recruited as a quarterback with the ability to make all the throws. He can do that. I think that they're bringing him along, and it's been successful, and they want to win games, and they're winning games this way. But as you go along, he's not going to be able to run 20 times a game. You know, he might run 10 times a game. But he will offer that RPO deal where he's going to roll out and he throws well on the run. He's got a really good arm, we're going to see more and more of that as he grows and as things go along here. But right now, the Cowboys are winning games with that 1-2 running punch, and they're going to stick to it until somebody just flat shuts it down. But I was watching the Monday night game, and they were talking about Mariota, how he loved to run, and that's what he did in college. But he's going to have to learn to throw out of the pocket and all that kind of stuff. Sean will too, and he'll do that. And I have no doubt he'll do that. He's just got all the intangibles too. You know, I mean, the guys, there's just guys who are leaders, and he has that, and the kids, they follow him and they're excited about him. And you know, he's a tough guy, he's a big guy, but if you run 20 times a game, at some point you're going to get nicked, and so you got to rein that in a little bit. But right now, that's how the Cowboys are winning games, so it's going to continue. But I see him throwing the ball more and more, and he'll be very effective at it.
Well, Kevin, last night's Cowboys basketball season opener got me thinking about two of the better names in all of Cowboys basketball history, and two of the more unheralded guys on that 0-2 NCAA tournament team, Ronnell Mingo and Paris Corner.
You know what? I saw Paris Corner 2 weeks ago, and he's doing great. He was an unsung guy. He got in the games, and he played well. He could jump, and he could run. Not a great shooter, But Ron L. now, he it was his pass against BYU, I think, wasn't it, from to Lechner? Am I off on that?
To
Lechner or Davis?
To Davis.
Well, okay, wait a minute. Hold on.
We're talking 2002.
Yeah, no. Ron L. was a rugged guy, you know, off the bench, could rebound, could not shoot the ball. But he was a man of few words. Ron L. didn't say a whole lot.
Yeah, one of my first assignments when I was with the Branding Iron as a student over there was like, hey, go get us a feature on Ron L. Mingo.
Oh, gee.
I was like, oh, okay. Well, you know, I thought it turned out okay, all things considered.
Well, it was the interviewer.
Probably not.
I'm thinking of Plazell Williams.
There's another name, though.
Plazell Williams was the guy that made the baseball pass from one end of the floor to Eric Lechner, turned around and made a jump shot to beat BYU in the WAC tournament.
Okay.
Yeah.
But do you remember him, Dave?
Yeah.
He and Ron L. were kind of similar players, really rugged guys, not much offense, but good rebounders, tough guys.
So they fit right in now, huh?
Well, we could use both of them.
Yeah?
Either one of them. Yeah.
Very good, Kevin. Safe travels to Corvallis this weekend.
Okay, Cowgirls tonight.
Yep.
So.
Yeah. Yeah. One more trip over the hill.
Yeah, that's okay. You enjoy that.
Really.
Well, I don't know if you do, but the missus does.
Oh, yeah, she sleeps all the way over and back, so.
Sell her out.
You know, you've had that same effect on me.
Me too.
And the audience.
And the audience.
Yeah.
All right, guys.
Thanks,
guys.
Kevin.
See you.
Think of me when you're in Corvallis this weekend.
I definitely will not.
Is that where you went out to the bar and went in the side door?
No. That was Eugene.
Oh, okay.
So, never mind.
Bye, Kevin.
Bye, Kevin.
You guys.